वेलकम टू एवरीवन। इफ यू हैव एनीथिंग टू शेयर फ्रॉम द लास्ट क्लास एनीवन। यस या स्तुति। Yes.
Clear for you.
Like
the difference between suppressing thoughts and not believing
in the thoughts,
yes,
and suppressing the thoughts.
Somehow they can feel the same sometimes, but they're very, very different.
Yeah. You know, like when you don't believe, really comes from some understanding, you know, like somewhere you understand that this is not true. And when you suppress, there is no understanding, like it's not known at all. And this is why when not known at all, then it's suppressed, because, you know, maybe it's useful, kind of, you know, like, you know, at home, we do some things, you know, like we are not clear, you know, that maybe these are useful or not useful. Then we keep them kind of. So, like, you know, this is like when you really understand, then it's not suppression. Like suppression is like when we really don't understand, you know, if this is helpful or not helpful. So when something happens, not in knowledge, not in knowing, that means kind of suppression, you know. Yeah, you know, like that, of course, then it becomes habit of suppression, and then, you know, things goes on without, you know, that also happens, you know, like, but starts with like that, you know, and then as every habit, you know, also habit of suppression takes over, so also that, you know, there is a possibility of that. Yes, please.
Anger,
yes.
I was wondering about anger with due cause. Not that the other examples weren't, but if someone is directly wronging, doing something wrong to me.
So, like, you know, one way could be that we understand that this person doesn't understand, like, doing something wrong to me means, like, you know, as far as I know, knowingly, nobody does that. Like, if somebody knows, then it's difficult to, you know, to harm someone. Like, only it happens in not understanding, in not knowing. So maybe accepting that, and then maybe forgiveness comes, you know, to that person.
I'll give an example.
If you,
my boss isn't paying me, or something that's very directly wrong in someone. I wonder if you could give that example. Can you know?
Yeah. You know, like, you know, this is like very, very practical thing you are saying, you know, like your boss is not paying. Yeah. So then, you know, like, you know, probably there will be some reason, you know, like something, like not paying, you know, no? Could be like, you know, like according to you, you know, you worked, you know, a lot, but maybe according to him or her, whoever, it's not a lot. You know, there can be like a misunderstanding in between. kind of like looking at that, and maybe it gets softened, you know. It's not like same anger as it used to be. Like really giving a second thought, you know. Like generally, like what happens, like, you know, I am right, you know, for me. But I could be wrong for someone, you know. And there is no, like, a kind of like, because I will have my views, you will have your views. And wrong and right is like views. So like really giving some kind of like, some kind of a space that, you know, he might be right, I might be wrong, or I am right and he is wrong. But still, these are views, and why views should bother me, kind of. So there will be like little softening. I'm not saying that completely anger will go, but some kind of softening, and that might slowly, like, you know, make you to walk towards something like more, less anger, and maybe anger is gone. You know, this is like a way I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. It's always, at least in my experience, it always is accompanied by a feeling of righteousness.
By feeling of righteousness. You know, like somewhere, like really questioning, you know, like yourself, maybe softens you, you know, like, you know, like, I'm not saying that you will not be right, you know, you could be right, but it still will soften you, you know, a little bit softening you will feel in you, so just like one time questioning, you know.
We've gone on to such a different train. I was thinking, is there ever any use for memories? Because I find whenever I do a retreat, long forgotten things, memories, but they're not good or bad.
Yeah, they are just memories. Yeah.
I can see
that
you could get carried away with it because they're often quite pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any use for having the memories or not?
Or you know, I think, you know, they are very, very useful. Otherwise, like, you know, I will be passing on the street and, like, if you forget, you know, I will see it really bad.
But these are things like I've forgotten because I'm getting older and older.
Yeah.
I've forgotten for years and years, and then suddenly it will pop up.
Yeah. You know, because like here, what happens, like, you know, in life, we are busy. So there is not chance for them to pop up. And here, kind of like, we are sleeping more. So, you know.
But it's a very peculiar thing because my memories all have to do with living in India or Nepal, where I lived for some years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I almost feel like I've had two lives in one lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
My Indian life and my Western life.
Yeah.
And when I'm in the West, I am very uncomfortable much the time, when I'm here, I can still be uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a kind of home.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, I mean, I know we don't come here to work things like that out, but I would like an ease of understanding.
Yeah. So actually, like when you are in the West, like you are uncomfortable, but like, you know, with full comfort. And when you are in India or Nepal, you are uncomfortable because there are uncomfortable things, you know. And if you are uncomfortable with uncomfortable things, you know, that makes sense, you know. But when you are uncomfortable with comfortable things, you know, there is kind of like no way to kind of, you know, break through, you know. Kind of like there is no understanding, like why I am uncomfortable in comforts. And probably this is what makes like India or Nepal home. And they are still like, you know, you are not able to really kind of, you know, break through this, like in very, very comfortable situation, why this discomfort happens. So probably, you know, like if you make a hole in this, like, you know, I think that West will also feel home. But it's like really difficult, like, because it's like all what you think is comfortable is there, but you are not comfortable. This is like, this is the difficulty of that life.
Mental, not comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like really, like somewhere, like when we really started, we thought that, you know, I'm going to make it, you know. I'm really buying all these comforts and I'm going to feel comfortable. And this is what the difficulty is, like, really bought everything comfortable, but no comfort, you know. Like the comfort is lost in comfortable things, kind of, like somewhere. And really that experience is like very difficult to buy, you know, like really very difficult, because there is no reason, you know, like all comfortable things are there. And discomfort is probably reasonless, you know, kind of. And this is why it's like, kind of, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like it could be that way.
A mystery.
Yeah, yeah, or a mystery, yeah. Yes, please. Yeah, I can hear this, please.
Would you have any advice on how to treat the human, the shadow of our psyche?
Shadow of our psyche. Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm struggling a little bit today. My shadow, yesterday's sheer bliss, but today, lots of shadow coming up.
Yeah.
And it seems it's not, I know it's not just my, it's the human shadow.
Yeah, like certainly, yeah.
I've been worrying that we're trying to bypass human shadow by being here meditating and walking around without responsibility.
Yeah.
And some worry in these terms, we're just bypassing it, it's still there.
Yeah.
So do you have any advice?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, certainly. Like, you know, again, kind of like a, like this question of like suppressing and overcoming, like generally, like, you know, if we really look our minds, they are compressed, you know, like they are kind of processed that I should have most in the least time. In the least time, I should have most. you know, I have to use my time, another kind of, you know. So certainly, like, mind works that way, you know, like even in retreat, when we are here, still mind has its ways to work through. And certainly, like when we spend one day here, like we think, you know, by evening my mind should be quiet. Generally, like, this is expectation of the mind, you know. And actually, this is how we live in the world. And actually, like, you know, if we really kind of see our life living in the world, is like a like success. The success we call casts pain for many. You know, like you know, like say, if I am in a swimming contest, like just one example. So, if there are like 15 people there, so one, like, you know, say I am the winner, let's say, you know. So, like, you know, my happiness will casting 14 people unhappiness. Like, you know, actually, like, the way we live in the world is like that, you know, like the cost we pay is very much, you know, like actually, because I think those 14 people are not me, then they are happy winning. And if I have this, like, you know, they are me, probably kind of like I will suicide, you know, like I think, you know, if I know that those 14 people are also me, I think I will suicide myself, kind of, you know, like that kind of success, you know, I think, you know, for me, impossible to buy, kind of. And generally, like, we are used to be like that, somehow, like that. You know, the pleasures, you know, all are like that, you know, on the cost of suffering. So somehow, when we come to retreat, you know, still with that kind of mindset. So certainly, like, with that kind of mindset, you know, all consequences will be same kind of thing. So I think, you know, like, if we change, like, little bit the attitude that we are here to float, kind of, you know, instead of, you know, being participant of swimming, but participant of floating, kind of. And like, if you are really floating, I think it will be very easy to give pass to someone, you know, like, you know, in, like, when I'm a participant, you know, it's really difficult. You know, I will almost push somebody back, you know, in order to win. But if we have this floating attitude, probably I will easily give pass to someone, you know, okay, you know, this is floating, this is not that kind of, like, you know, the, probably we can say the madness, you know, what we adopted somewhere, like human life has adopted this madness. Having pleasure on the costs of others' suffering, you know, somewhere, you know, it's like really not good, but what to do, you know, we all do, I also do, so not to think that I don't do, you know, so I'm also like one of those people who really live like that, but, like, you know, I'm just saying so that we can question, you know, this way of living, this way of success, this way of. And probably, you know, then we can give enough time, enough kind of, like, to floating things. And I think, you know, I think like if we really can question this, many, many people, probably some other way will come, and hopefully we will live a peaceful life. Like this is kind of like, this is how I see, like with the shadows, and certainly with that kind of mindset, they will come, you know, because it's like fourth day today and nothing has happened. Certainly they will knock you, you know, they will say, you know, you are just spoiling your time, kind of like, this is, you are running away from the life, not gaining anything here, so please entertain me. Like the shadows will knock to say that, fear will say, entertain me, be fearful, because you seem not to be fearful lying down, you know. You seem not to be careful, you know, while you are spoiling time here. So certainly they will come, but maybe, like, I think good way will be to say to them, okay, you know, like, I am on vacation, and please, I will entertain you, but 1 week later. So then maybe, like, you know, they don't come with same kind of power. I'm saying, like, you know, just not to, because like if you entertain them, shadows, they will be powerful. And if you say, okay, I'm on vacation, now I cannot entertain, so then they will lose the power. It also can take this place as suppression.
Yes,
yeah. No, like vacation is like very light, you know. That's why I'm not saying I'm on duty, you know. Like I'm aware of that, but certainly that can happen. And this is why I say, you know, I'm vacation, you know. I'm kind of just to be a little lighter, like behaving with them. Yes, please.
I've also had been quite some hard days. Grumpy and angry and unsatisfied.
Uh-huh.
All these kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And there's a note up on the board.
Uh-huh.
About watching my text.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I kind of get stuck on them, and I don't, you know, let them pass or overcome or accept them, but I just repeat, and they get even more difficult to me.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any
remedy? So I think, you know, like, just when they repeat and repeat and repeat, you know, you breathe in and out for several times, and you will see that they have loosened their power. Like, their repetition is low volume, you know, like the volume of repetition has got low. Like some, like really, breath really works, you know, like just breathe in and out without any expectation, and suddenly you feel there is a change. So this is like a very quick remedy. But yeah, but like once they are repeating at that time, if you can breathe in and out, just experimenting one or two times, and then we can see how are the reports. Please.
Then I felt that I noticed more things.
You noticed more things.
As if my vision was more open to notice more details.
So I know, I think, you know, this is like a kind of like very high, like we have very high volume judging inside us, you know, like always everything is being judged. So probably having more and more these quiet times will also weaken this judging. So just not to worry, you know, because this is how we are. Like we have this like very probably, you know, a river of judging, you know, river of like putting things according to my basket, you know. And I'm like, you know, like, you know, this flower, this basket, you know, this here, you know, there is a river in us. And I think finding these like quiet spaces, it gets weakened. And slowly, slowly also somehow rests, you know, like in these restful states, also this river also rests. And then you will have like a way to deal with. Like certainly now, it's like this current is like very, is beyond you somehow. It just keeps on running. But when you have like more quiet moments, then like it will be easy to deal with this. So maybe not trying to deal with that, now trying to enlarge moments of quietness, and then you will find a way to deal. What is?
If I'm the word judging is mostly in a negative sense. So when I'm in my quiet moments, maybe I'm evaluating.
Yeah, you know.
But it's the same
thing,
the
yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah. But like what I'm saying, you know, like maybe later, like, you know, in these quiet moments, really somehow also quieten that. Like this is what I'm saying, you know, now. So just kind of like, you know, keep on enlarging these quiet moments, and then there will be a way. Okay. Yes. Again. And where? So
Thank you.
Yeah, like, you know, certainly they don't seem to, but like, you know, I think like we just give space, like, you know, just vacate little space, so even if drafts, doesn't, you know, drafts on some,
it seems to move because it came in here.
I came there.
Yeah, it comes
via this tree. So it's going on the tree?
It came via the tree and went in there.
Okay, so like we continue watchfully, you know, like just, yeah. If somebody can be watching Sandhyaji. And like people who are frightened, they can come on my, you know, yes. Please. Yeah, maybe just like moving little bit so that you know, snake can also have satsang. Yeah, maybe more forward, you know, like everyone can come more forward. Yeah, now you cannot see, so, but because that is there, Anitadi, so if we move like more forward, then... Yeah, please. Okay. So, any more questions are there? Yeah, just go. Yeah. Yes, please. About
the human shadow.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's the same, could be the same definition, but I guess I recognize there's thoughts that come in. I don't have control of the thoughts coming in. Some seem, you could say, wholesome, and some seem unwholesome. That maybe relate to, in Buddhism, they say anger or delusion or greed, right? So when I have
yeah, maybe just question the relevance, you know, like the relevance of them, really, if they have something, or like, you know, if they are plastic flowers or if they are real flowers, kind of, you know, in that way. And once you know that they are really plastic flowers, you know, they don't have any smell, probably it will be easy to, because like so far, you know, the questioning has not been there. So there is like a, maybe, you know, they have some fragrance. So maybe like really, really knowing them will help. Yeah, they don't have anything to do, you know, like they just pop up. Also then examining, you know, like, because also like many times, you know, the fragrance is like from the spray, you know, like from the spray, like we, somebody has sprayed fragrance, you know, so also really checking them, you know, because many, many times is like that way, you know, like some really good people, you know, they really spray. Yeah.
Yeah.
you know, like, because it's like meditation time is like very kind of like fruitful. So that time, you know, you say, okay, you know, I'm like, give me a little time, you know, please. Whatever, you know, wording. Somebody can say, I'm with my girlfriend now, so please. Like, it depends, you know, from person to person, what words you use. And I think they will listen, you know. Yes, please. Yeah, please, you know. I think it's like really, this is like a very good question, you know. So please don't, you know, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People, you see that heavy look in people's eyes, and I don't know if we have it when we're younger, but people in the world, you know,
they're
back.
Yeah.
If we're in a relationship, we're looking at somebody else, and stuff like that. All day I've been like, I'm sitting with this and I just feel like I'm denying, I feel like I'm bypassing
mm-hmm.
the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm left, I just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
My inner truth.
Yeah. Certainly.
I just
want to
know.
Maybe like, you know, like,
what to do
with it. Yeah, engage light with the shadow. Like, you know, the light you are feeling. Like, if they can be together, you know, like, marry them. Kind of, you know. Like, marry them, you know, marrying the light to the shadow. And probably, you know, I think, you know, if you are able to marry, you know, shadow will kind of run away. Yeah, shadow is like what he is meaning from shadow. It's like kind of like thoughts which really not let us to be the way we want to be. You know, like say parents saying you are not good enough. You know, like so many things of the society. Like you are not left alone somehow. So those are like shadow, means like really that you have to be certain way, otherwise you cannot manage, manage your life. So certainly they really knock, because they have been repeated so many times, so many times you heard them, also so many times you felt them, like really annoying you. So certainly in the quiet moments they really knock. So also slowly if you can, like from this light side, if you can really put them together, that will also be very, very helpful way. Kind of putting shadow together with light. Yeah, just 1 minute. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And taking that back into the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you just take your time, and it's not that you have to really.
Can I give you an example?
Yes, please.
One of the things that really is bothering me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really mm-hmm. Issue at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just, I know some people can be happy with each other, but it seems so many people just, once they're with somebody, they can be with them for like a
Four
month period.
Happiness,
and then the shadow in each other.
Yeah.
Just happening to me.
Yeah.
And lots of other people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, I can say and then you can say.
It seems like as much as I meditate, uh-huh. and go down the spiritual path.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I'm alone and I'm doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good example. Here's a good example. I was in London.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to India, I was having a discussion with the woman that was the first there, and I was all like, oh, I've been to India, it's beautiful, and it's all exciting, and she was, we were talking about stuff, relationships, I'm talking about how I've just come out of one, and we got chatting about the dynamics of relationships, and she made a comment that really hurt, and it hurt my idea of what humans are, and she said, well, you know, as long as take away all the yoga and all the meditation and all the spiritual stuff, and people are still bastards.
People are?
Still bastards. And I just was like, wow. Well, I think she might even say men are still bastards.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I will say that you are lucky because it goes 4 months, you know. Relationship goes 4 months. So, generally it goes 2 weeks, you know. Or 10 days, you know, not even 2 weeks. So I think, you know, feel that you are lucky. And, like, you know, I think, like, another thing, you know, like what we have done, like somewhere this... like this feeling of being equal. No, I'm not saying that somebody is low and somebody is above. But there are, like, naturally, there are different things in men and different things in women, like nature, naturally. And, like, what happens, like, when we fall in relationship, probably we can say, like, you know, a wrong version of this will be when we fall in love. It's wrong version, but I will say when we fall in relationship, kind of, you know, like, I think we never fall in love, actually. Because if we fall in love, it will be difficult to stand, you know. Like. So that's why I say when we fall in relationship. So what happens, like, you know, as a man, I try my woman to be like a man, you know, because I can see goodness as a man, and of course a woman can see goodness as a woman, you know. There is no allowance, you know, there I don't allow woman to be woman doesn't allow man to be man. And I think this is, like, difficulty, like, this is why relationships are not working, because every moment, you know, I try that if woman is thinking my way and woman is trying that if man is thinking my way, kind of. And so there is no kind of liberty, you know, given, no kind of, like, you know, I cannot be myself. Of course, woman cannot be herself. So then there is, after falling in relationship, you know, there is only suffering. And the continuation of that depends, you know, how much suffering I can handle. So also, like, you know, there, if we can, again, like, you know, as a group, you know, if we can again question, you know, like, why, you know, like, certainly, like, you know, and they are not bad people, you know, like, it's like you really cannot put finger on some woman that this woman is bad, you know, also on men that man is bad, kind of, you know, like, really not. So probably, again, we have to question, like, why. So probably our expectation to each other are something which is difficult to meet, probably if we look our expectation, you know, if I look my expectation for a woman, probably that is like too high. And same happens to expectation of a woman, you know, if. So, like this questioning might bring something, you know, some kind of solution. And probably as long as we think that, you know, women should be men's way, and as long as women think that men should be women's way, I think, you know, it's not going to work. You know, it's going to reduce from 4 months to probably 1 month, and from 1 month to 2 weeks, and then 10 days, and probably later for 1 hour, you know. Like soon relationships will be for 1 hour, you know. Yes, please.
What about some people who seem to be happily with each other?
Yeah, because they really know the secret. Yeah, they really allow others to be other, you know, kind of, like somewhere. So that's why they are happily, you know, with this.
If you do yoga and meditate.
You know, it has nothing to do with yoga and meditation, you know. Like relationship is like really something, yeah. Like, you know, it's allowance, nice. You know, allowing each other, you know, to be and joining in their space. You know, like if I allow you to join my space, if you allow me to join your space, you know, like relationship really flourishes in spaces. So I think, you know, some people really know this secret, and then they, you know, this is flourishing. Yes, please.
According to your explanation, the same-sex relationship should be perfect.
Same-sex? No, but they are not perfect.
They have no
problems. No, but
they
don't. Yeah, but also, you know, there is like another thing, which is, yeah, certainly, you know, like what you are saying, they should be perfect. But again, like, again, you know, the expectation part is, again, difficult, you know, like you really don't want to allow other person in your space and also join, kind of, you know, there is also like difficulties, you know. Also, their difficulties. Yeah.
No. So I think it's not so much that men wanting women to be like men and women wanting men to be like women, is that each one of us is individual. We
yeah.
Want the other to be like ourselves.
Yeah. But like, you know, because I think, you know, somewhere we don't allow other to be other.
Right.
Not like, you know, I really said men and women, but you know, generally. Probably we don't allow other to be other, you know, kind of, you know, in that way. Forgetting, you know, about that there are men and men together and women and women together. I just completely forgot this.
So everything in the outside is a mirror to what's inside. So if I'm not letting, for example, somebody else in my space, it means that I'm not letting myself my own
also
space.
Also in my space, yeah.
But letting myself my own space may take one more day or one more lifetime, 1,000 more lifetimes. So it's a little dramatic because maybe I will never be ready for it because I never let myself to have my own space.
Yeah, then following the rules. Like, you know, if you cannot do that, then certainly there are social rules, you know, really following them. Like, you know, there are, like, you know, rules of marriage, you know, kind of, you know. So, like, if you cannot do this, then it's like, this is why I think, you know, the rules of marriage are very important for life. Like, some people who can also do with the rules, they are also seems happy, you know. No, you are not understanding. Yeah, like, you know, one way is like through the way of freedom to be in relationship. Another way is through the way of social rules to
what
be
are,
in.
What are the social, I don't think we, what are the social
yeah, rules? It's like, I think it's very, like, West has no rules now, almost, like, for the marriage, you know. Like, it's very, very individual, but, like, in India, still they exist, you know. So, probably, like, we have to read a book in, you know.
I think in English culture, we might call that living relationships through roles. That you like, there's a role for the husband and a role for the wife.
Yeah.
They do certain things.
Yeah.
And then they, so there's rules.
Yeah.
And a lot of relationships, that's how they are.
Yeah.
By the rules.
Yeah.
But when we talk about the other ones, that's more like intimacy.
Yeah.
And having that heart connection.
Yeah.
And a lot of people these days don't want to just do the rules.
Yeah.
They want the heart.
Heart connection. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think, yeah. Yes, please.
I wanted to just add something to the relationship thing. I've been in a really beautiful relationship for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And from my journey, he's here. He's not here right now. He's just left. So that's partly why I feel comfortable to speak, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a really beautiful commitment that's made to helping each other, holding space for each other. When we work through our shadow stuff, and when we work through our projections and our blame issues and everything, and generally what we've found is a lot of it is from our parents, and that we have beliefs in our parents. And when we work through them and we hold space for each other, feel the absolute depths of that small child that the mum isn't there and the needs haven't been met, there's so much healing offered beneath it. And you can really, there's a vulnerability that just is available. And then that's where the heart just always come. And when you say about allowing the other person to have their space and do what they want, that's absolutely vital for myself and Rowan, for us to have freedom in the relationship.
Yeah.
And to have that choice and total trust. And it's taken a long time for that trust for me specifically to come, because I've had such male issues.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a man that's just not, he's not going anywhere. And even though he's attempted to and had his fears and his commitment issues and everything, it's come up for him, but every time it's come back to his mother, and we've worked through it and we've spoken about it. So really, in relationship, you'll meet your absolute perfect reflection, and I'm sure some of you have as well, and then you're able to really hold space for each other, because all you want for the other person is for them to be happy and for them to be as big as they can be and as bright as they can be. So I just wanted to...
Very good. Thank you. That's it. Yes, please.
And I really love the questioning,
mm-hmm.
but I also love you to read the book.
Yeah, I think, you know, watch is not allowing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think tomorrow I will read the book. Thank you. Thank you, Snake Ji.